Extra Extra is not live. It's 20 by teen and the year is already off to a bad start because Godney canceled her Las Vegas residency. An entertainer you may know now drives for Uber and there is no shame, ladies. Do your thing. Demi Lovato is back to being an annoying bitch and Tiffany Haddish is taking a stance I can get behind. All this and more with your hosts, Julian Gonzalez and Kara Myers. Let's get extra. Extra, 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 extra.
Hello, welcome back to Extra Extra, a new year, same fucking rambling Julian podcast.
No, I'm gonna start over. Hold on. It's all over the place. Exactly. Same year, same Julian.
Hello, and welcome back to Extra Extra, your favorite pop culture podcast. Oh, fuck.
20 by teen, baby.
You know, I don't believe in bisexuality, so it's fucking.
We should keep all of this in at the top.
Hello, welcome back to Extra Extra, your favorite pop culture podcast. What's your favorite podcast in general? But how do I know? Because you tune in once again to listen to me. You guys, it's a new year and it's the same fucking dumbass podcast. Thank you for tuning in again. Like I said, I don't know if I said it, but it is me, Julian Gonzalez. Follow me on Instagram at North Hollywood Jewels. Subscribe, like, follow, go through all my photos and, you know, comment taste with the hands up emoji with the yellow print. Okay, do not be using a darker skin tone if you are white. Okay?
But what if I'm white and I use a white skin tone?
Okay, fine. You could do that. You guys follow the podcast, Two Extra Podcast, on Instagram. You know, I haven't really been posting as much because, you know, I am viral on a different account now, but anonymously. So that's another story.
And it's Two Extra with a two, not
yes.
T-W-O. The number two.
Okay, so this is my guest. She wanted to be talking so much. She has been here before, so she is just really comfortable with the hot mic in her face.
Hi.
It's Kara Myers.
I know it's weird to hear me without John Potter, but yeah. Bitch, we killed him.
John Potter is in a box 6 feet under.
That boy, motherfucker bye. Is
dead to us, metaphorically. Mm-hmm. He's like, oh, I have better shit to do. Ugh. Okay, so go do it. Bye.
Right? Bye. Bye. We need you.
Anyways, Kara, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. You're the first guest of the year. How does it feel?
Fucking great.
Do you feel fabulous?
I always feel fabulous. So what's different, you know?
You know?
But yes, I feel extra, extra fabulous.
Good. And you know what? It's a new year. And I said, you know what? I'm going to think positively, change my outlook. And baby, I went viral this week. So.
Wait, but you know what's more important? Do you guys remember the last episode I was on and I told Julian all he needed to do was get a nightstand?
Let me tell you, Kara, tell him.
This bitch got a nightstand.
And let me tell you, the next day is when I went viral. I'm telling you, the luck of the fucking nightstand. IKEA, where, baby. The luck of the Swedes. Yeah.
Ooh,
the
I luck can't of wait the to Swedes. Go check it out.
Luck of the Swedes.
I did not get... I got a new knife set, and it's a real good one, and I have a date tonight.
Oh, sharpen those knives, girl.
Oh, they are sharp. They're Cuisinart, baby.
Oh, I love Cuisinart.
Right? They're so sharp, they cut me while I was cutting vegetables. Mm-hmm. Mm. And I got a date tonight, so watch out, 2019.
Well, honey, let's hope it ends with a fucking engagement, because not your tonight. Year. No, your year. Oh, okay. Because you are always the bridesmaid, never the bride.
I know, but like weddings are expensive.
I know, but you could just go elope or something. City Hall.
No, fuck that. Everybody's going to come celebrate me.
Oh, yeah. You could just do it at the beach for free.
Just hope nobody's family's there for like a nice family day.
You guys, let's get into top five. Now, as you know, same podcast, new year, top five stories of the week, according to me, because my opinion is the only one that matters.
I never agree with him. I would just like everybody to know this.
I have to be honest, this week now the stories were a little lackluster, you know, not too much was happening. You know, the best thing that did happen was Chrissy Teigen ringing in the New York getting hit in the face by an umbrella. But, you know, that's not a story. That's just a meme. So that's not my top five. I'm just saying that really was the highlight so far of the week was, you know, her getting hit in the face. I love when Chrissy Teigen gets hurt because she's so fucking annoying. That girl has... too much time on her hands. Now, I have someone with too much time on their hands. Chrissy Teigen has more time on her hands.
I don't know. Says the man who posts, what, like 18 times to social media every day?
Yes, yes.
On all of his accounts?
Yes. And how many accounts do I have? Seven.
You have seven?
Yes.
I only know of three.
Well, I have three on Instagram, a Facebook, a Twitter, LinkedIn, yes.
Oh, you gotta
Venmo.
Post on that LinkedIn, baby. You gotta post.
Let people know I still have the same job. It's not a new job.
I don't follow or care about Chrissy Teigen at all. And I think I'm the only person in the world.
Yeah, and I don't care about her.
Yeah. That's how I feel. I'm like, I'm sorry you got hit in an umbrella, but like if I got hit in the face with an umbrella, nobody would care. So
here's the thing. As everyone doesn't know, but they're going to know now, I am a huge fan of the Bon Appetit YouTube channel. And my queen, Carla Lolly Music, has a cookbook coming out in March 2019. But what I need for her is to have a cookware line at Target. And instead, they give the cookware line to Chrissy Teigen. Why, when I walk through Target, do I see a Chrissy Teigen cookware line?
Because she has a cookbook.
I don't care if she has a cookbook. I don't care if she has a fucking first name. The cookware line is absolutely atrocious. Okay, it looks like she just found some shake and go stuff from a thrift store and passing it off as her own. There is no artistic design. There's nothing that just screams.
How many people watch this Bon Appetit YouTube channel?
Like 3 million.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, I'm like, where is Miss Carla Lala Music's cookware line? I mean, we gave one to Joanna Gaines and we gave one to Chrissy Teigen. Now, Joanna Gaines is a houseware. She's not even cookware. She is.
I don't know who any of these people are. I could care less. I'm a Cuisinart or die.
Oh, yeah. I love Cuisinart.
They're good.
I love the Nutribullet.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I like a good Macy's cast iron skillet.
Oh, I love a cast iron skillet.
Oh, you got
because
to.
I don't have a barbecue. I would love a barbecue.
Oh, I would love a barbecue. You have a nice little patio out here.
I know, but, you know, it's against the code enforcement of Los Angeles to have a barbecue.
Oh. Fuck Los Angeles.
In an apartment building. Sorry, next. Let's get back in the top five.
That's what to say next.
Now, I need a fucking drink. And as everyone knows, I stopped drinking again, okay? Because every time I drink, you know, just like, I'm just too sensitive. I'm too fucking brittle.
Wait, so you cry every time you drink?
Every time.
Oh, boo-boo, why?
Depression, I don't fucking know. Now, as Enigma takes flight, okay?
What?
That's Lady Gaga's new alter ego, Enigma.
Okay.
Britney Spears announced that she will no longer be performing in her new Las Vegas residency, Domination. Now, Britney, honestly, I'm sad she canceled it, but this name of this residency was stupid as hell. Domination? I've never known one thing that Britney's done that's been called Domination.
When I saw Britney in Vegas, the sexiest thing I've ever seen is she pulled a man from the audience and walked him like a dog on a leash. And if she just did that for 3 hours, I'd spend $60.
Me too. But I'm saying Domination, I don't like the name. There's nothing in her repertoire that says Domination. Like Piece of Me was a song, Piece of Me. So I get Piece of Me, the Britney Spears show.
Yeah,
but Domination.
Maybe she's coming out as a dominatrix and she's going to dominate us all. But maybe. Not anymore. She's going to dominate her family values.
Exactly. Britney is going on an indefinite work hiatus after her father recently experienced a life-threatening illness that required emergency surgery. Britney Spears' Domination was slated to begin its run at the Park Theater at the Park MGM Grand Resort and Casino on February 13th, with 32 shows running through August 17th. Quote, I don't even know where to start with this because this is so tough for me to say. I will not be performing my new show, Domination. I've been looking forward to this show and seeing all of you this year, so doing this breaks my heart. However, it's important to always put your family first, and that's the decision I had to make. A couple of months ago, my father was hospitalized and almost died. We're all so great.
In case we all forgot to listen, just yell at us.
We're also grateful that he came out of it alive, but he has a long road ahead of him. And you know what? This is good for her.
Yeah.
She can take the time to support her dad. I mean, if he dies, with all her money. He is in control of her money. So I'm saying, girl, keep him alive. Yeah.
Really? Ooh.
Yeah, he's conservatorship. I mean, I'm sure it goes to her once like he's dead, but he has control of it.
I mean, I think she's making the right move.
I think so, too. And honestly, it's like, take a break. Like, your other show just ended like 4 months ago.
And also, yeah, Britney, just, you know, breathe a little bit.
And now that
you
the
have
space,
enough money, you're fine.
Yeah, honestly, she doesn't even have to. She can lay in bed the rest of her life and not do anything.
That's true. Oh, what a dream.
She's been working since she was seven.
That's true. She hasn't been able to sing since she was seven, but it's fine. Sorry, I do but love that's Britney. Okay. I do love Britney.
I know, and I do love Britney too. And let me tell you, that's okay. She doesn't need to sing or dance because she already did it. You know?
Yeah, that's true.
And as we know, she hurt her hip or her leg or some shit on the overprotective music video or whatever it was. So she doesn't have to dance. That's why she dances from the waist up, because she does have a lower body injury.
She did dance when I saw her in Vegas.
Anyways, wait, who do we want, now that there's a space open in Vegas, who are we thinking that we need to have like a residency there?
You know who I can't stop listening to. I really want her to come back. Stacey Orrico. You know, let's
okay,
bring
well,
her back.
You're going to need to go speak with a friend of the show, Chad Westbrook, because that's his, he's her number one fan.
Okay.
She has Chad only, she only has two songs.
And they came from one album. So she's got 12 songs.
But I don't know if 12 songs makes a residency. Plus she's like a Christian mom, like she's busy raising children.
I think she being a religious retirement.
Here's what I've said it once, I will say it five more times. The residency I want in Vegas is Big Time Rush. That's what I want.
Who? I've never heard you say this. What?
I've said it, if you listen to this podcast, I've said it at least seven times. Now Big Time Rush was a hot boy band from Nickelodeon back in the day. Now I was in college when it came out.
No, you're not even 98 degrees. Let's just skip over everything and go straight to Big Time Rush.
Let me tell you, they were all hot. They were all fuckable. And they're all, you know, probably bisexual at this point.
It is okay? 20 by teen.
It's 20 by teen. No.
Julie says no. Okay.
So I really want the Big Time Rush residency. If I'm not going to get that, I really...
Let me think. Who would I really, really want?
I want. I'm not a big fan of Madonna, but I think Madonna needs a residency in Vegas.
Oh yeah, I'm sure like they've offered it to her, and yeah, she's
too busy getting her butt plumped right now or something.
Yeah, whatever. Wait, no. Okay, who? I mean, you could really bring back like a 90s rivalry and bring Christina to take over Britney's residency.
You know, but Christina's already canceling her own shows on her current tour for her Liberation tour. So what is she doing?
Why is she canceling?
You know, probably, I don't know, strep. I don't fucking know. Bruised vocal cords. I don't know. I just don't know. And I love Christina, but let me tell you, this Liberation album,
I haven't heard a goddamn
news. I didn't get past the first song, and the first song was 17 seconds. Because everyone knows my favorite.
Your favorite.
Christina album. Which is her most flopped album because it was way too ahead of its time. It's Bionic. Now, I think that is the greatest pop album of all time. I will fight anyone.
Even better than Emotion?
Better than Emotion is Bionic.
Ooh.
Released in 2010. It's still too ahead of its time. I don't think this album should have come out until 2020. I mean, this album... was Christina's best work, but it flopped.
What was on Bionic? What song?
I came out tonight. I'm gonna. Wait, is that? I don't know which album that. That might have been another one. But she had the Bionic, make it supersonic.
I don't remember.
That was a top track. And then she had the song Woohoo with Nicki Minaj in Nicki Minaj's first year of being a mainstream rapper, 2010.
Nothing. Was it the one with the Candyman?
No, that was like from 2007.
No, what if the Spice Girls come back?
Nope. I don't want them. They already came back in England. We don't want them.
What about B2K?
Oh, they're making a comeback.
I know. That's why I was like, give them a fucking residency.
No, they don't. They're not big enough for residency.
I would buy every ticket and be the only person in that theater. Like, you.
Here's the thing. If it was like the Kings of R&B or whatever that category would be, and it was like B2K, and there's also like Chris Brown.
We can't give Chris Brown any fucking work, Julian. Hell no. No, okay. The second concert I ever went to, and I would go to this 1,000 more times, was Immature, B2K, and Lil Bow Wow, same bill.
Let me tell you, B2K, Lil Bow Wow, and JoJo could do.
Okay. I'd be down. I'd be down. Yes. Okay. Vegas,
are you listening? I don't know about a residency, but they could definitely tour that.
No, Vegas, are you listening? That is your residency lineup. Thank you so much.
You guys, the Wests are allegedly expecting their fourth heir to their dynasty via surrogate.
Wait, they had a third kid?
Yeah, also via surrogate. That's Chicago. That was born like...
So it's North?
Saint. Chicago.
Saint. I missed Saint.
Yeah, oh my God, Saint is so cute.
Okay.
Ooh, now they make beautiful children.
I mean, I'm not surprised.
I know, but anyway, well, I am, because I mean, Kim does not look like the same person. I'm surprised the kids coming out looking like they do, because I would think they came out looking like original Kim, which.
But original Kim was beautiful, just not, it just not as like photoshopped.
Okay, true. Anyways, they aren't using the same woman who carried Chicago. Oh. That's because the couple's last surrogate, whose identity remains private, is a whore and became pregnant with her own child. So Kim reportedly chose a new surrogate over the summer who also remains anonymous, you know, because they got to protect that baby because people are crazy.
Yeah. Also, I thought they were getting divorced.
Well, maybe this is a baby to save their marriage.
Oh, because that's always a good idea.
Yeah.
You know, a baby saves everything, you guys.
Yeah.
Relationship failing, get your ass pregnant.
Yes.
Just kidding. Because
at least he'll stay around for 9 more months, hopefully.
We're at least, hopefully, like at least 18 years the rest of their goddamn life. Oh, stick your claws in. Just kidding.
This is beautiful. You know, I feel like Kanye's just not the place to have any more children. You know, he is downward spiraling, but I think maybe, like, I think Kim is a great mom. I love, like, her relationship with her children, what mm-hmm. she shows us. And I think, you know, the more the better. Like,
why is she not able to get pregnant anymore?
Because when she was pregnant with Saint, like, she had a lot of complications. Okay. And it was like, I remember something happened where it was like she had like a near-death experience carrying Saint.
Well, I'm glad the one thing that Kim does well is to like normalize that stuff, because I feel like a lot of women, it's really hard to get pregnant and they have a hard time. And seeing a person like this have a baby through a surrogate, it's like, oh, there are other options.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess not everybody has the money for a surrogate.
Yeah.
But if you do,
like a family member or something that wants to just do it pro bono.
Like a Phoebe Buffay. Was that her last name? From Friends. She has her brother's babies. Her brother dates a woman who's like 30 years older than him and they want to have children. And the woman's too old to carry children.
That's like Fuller House.
Yeah, but Fuller House did it after Friends.
Oh. I've never seen Friends. Now, Kara, don't cry.
I make no promises.
Emily Fields, a.k.a. Shay Mitchell, revealed that she suffered a miscarriage in 2018. Oh. Now, I didn't even know she was dating someone. Okay.
I like that we call her by her name on Pretty Little Liars and not her real name. Because, you know, I've been like, who's Shay?
Yeah. Well, on a side note, she was on some show that's on Netflix now, but I guess it's on Lifetime this past year, and has Penn Badgley from Gossip Girl. And it's really bad, but it's actually really good. You should watch it, called Yes.
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 Yes. I guess part of me thought...
And she's in some new, like, movie about some exorcism. So she's working.
I know. I guess part of me thought she was a lesbian. But maybe that's just because her character was. And we didn't realize that she lived outside of Pretty Little
Lies. Rosewood.
Yeah. Where do you live? Shay.
So anyways, quote, we all have to deal with various struggles and challenges in life. And sometimes it's easier only showcasing the good times on social media, which is what leads many people to criticize it for lack of authenticity. Mm-hmm. Having so many people follow me on Instagram and read my posts is both
so many people
incredibly humbling and hugely uplifting. Now, don't forget, she has a YouTube channel that has millions.
What does she do?
I don't fucking know. The support. I mean, figure out how to act. I don't know. The support. And affection that so many of you show me lifts me up during even my darkest days, one of which happened last year after I miscarried and lost a child of my hopes and dreams. In the spirit of the new year, I think that we need to remember that we are all on this journey together, in good times and in bad, and to remain ourselves, that we seldom really know, only understand the struggles of hardships that other people are going through. So for 2019, let's all try to be a little more compassionate, empathetic, patient, and thoughtful with each other. This sounds like a great resolution to me. I hope that you agree. This was a beautiful monologue.
It was a beautiful monologue. Somebody learn it and do it for an audition. Yeah.
Jesse Esparza.
Is she married?
No, I don't think so. A woman can have a baby and marry.
Can she? Just kidding. No, there's just like so much I don't know about her.
I know.
Because I like to think of her as Emily Fields and nothing else.
I'm like she's a swimmer. That's it.
Right. She swims. She lives in Rosewood.
She's a lesbian.
She's a lesbian.
She's in love with Allie.
And Allie is not good enough for you, Emily. Come on. But she ends up with her because.
Yeah. Because Allie has a fat fucking pussy like Nicki Minaj. Wait, it's 2019. I can't say that.
I don't think anything you ever say can ever be said, but where would we be without this? You know? Everybody loves a big fat pussy.
I mean, clearly. That's what Nicki Minaj said. And then she got a new boyfriend after 4 months, got her full real name tattooed on his neck.
God.
And he's a pedophile.
Who? R. Kelly?
Nicki Minaj's new boyfriend.
And I said R. Kelly.
And it's not, but he's also a pedophile.
I know. Have you been watching that show?
Absolutely not. I do not support it.
I want to watch supposed, it.
Like, it's against him, right?
It's yeah. Not, like, of course him. It's against him. It's called Surviving R. Kelly.
Well, I don't know, because then like John Legend came out and was like, oh, I regret being on the show.
No, he said he doesn't regret being on the show.
I'm not reading things properly.
Did you ever learn how to read, Julie?
No.
He does not regret. He supports the women that came forward. John Legend is he's an ally.
New year, new music, new teeth is what Bad Baby Instagrammed, revealing she dropped $40,000 on a new smile with porcelain veneers, honey. Now, Baby spent 2 4-hour sessions getting those procedures done, which included 8 top teeth and 8 bottom teeth in order to fix crowding in her bottom row.
How does someone who just says, catch me outside, get famous enough for us to care that she has new teeth?
She's the third highest selling rapper, female rapper of 2018, honey. It was Cardi B, Nicki Minaj, and then Bad Baby. She is.
Was
a
there
rapper.
Anybody else that tried?
Well, there's a lot of girls. They had Asian Doll. They had. I think there's the rappers that came out that were like big last year. They had. You know, there's so many female rappers. She was the third.
Oh God.
Highest selling.
I'm just like, why do we care about people's teeth?
It was a hard week, Carrot.
I honestly think even if it wasn't a hard week, this would be in your top 5.
Absolutely.
Even if the craziest things happen, this would be in your top 5 no matter what.
Good for her. You know, I wish I had $40,000 so I can get a new smile. Okay.
You have a beautiful smile.
You know, there's discoloration and there's gaps, but you know,
oh my God,
whatever.
Julian, you have
and
a beautiful.
And let me tell you, my sister's friend from high school, like they're still friends, and I saw her at my sister's little holiday party, and she is in dentistry school, and she was like, oh, why don't you ever smile? And I was like, oh, I don't like my smile. She's like, smile. And she's like, oh, yeah, because your top teeth don't go out far enough from your bottom teeth. That's why, like, you need to get jaw work done to make your smile nicer. And
you
I'm thinking, like,
fuck that bitch. No offense
no, I
if
love
you
her,
listen.
But I love her, but, like, here's the thing is she's right. Like, I do need jaw work done, but I just don't want a surgery. Like, I hate pain. You know what I mean? Because, like, smile. See, but like, do you feel like your top teeth go out further than your bottom
yeah.
teeth?
Uh-huh.
And mine don't. Mine sit right in front.
Okay.
So she's right.
But I think you have a beautiful smile, and I don't care.
I know, because I
bitch, you got a
nightstand.
Soon you're gonna get a dining room table, and then you're gonna get a boo.
Ooh! And let me tell you, I was looking, but I can't just decide on one because it's like
hard.
Once you buy it, it's just like you have to save it for at least a few years because it's like cost a lot of money.
Yeah, maybe it shouldn't be 20 buy teen, but 20 boo teen.
Honey, it's gonna be 20. Me teen, okay? Let me tell you, because it's all about me.
It's always all about you. Julian, have you... Are we kidding me? Okay.
Finally, to round out my top 5, clearly America did not learn after the Jeffrey Owens Trader Joe's scandal that entertainers have jobs when they aren't entertaining to support their families, okay? Because mm-hmm. this week, it was reported that the American Idol Season 1 co-host, Brian Dunkelman, was driving for Uber, and he clapped back once it went viral, okay? According to documents in Brian's divorce from his estranged wife, Kalia, Brian listed his occupation as Uber driver, which he started driving for in March of 2016. Quote, I chose to stop doing stand-up comedy and start driving an Uber so I could be there for my son as much as he needed after our life as we knew it was destroyed. Print that. And I make over $1,000 on a good week, motherfuckers. Okay, Brian's girlfriend, Andrea Whitney, now you yeah. know I do not trust someone with 2 first names, okay?
Fuck her.
Also took to social media to defend him, sharing a photo of her boyfriend with his son. Quote, this is why he's an Uber driver. Fuck you, TMZ. Hashtag, I'm in love with an Uber driver.
Hashtag, we're all in love with Uber drivers. You
know Let me tell you, almost every Uber driver is hot, unless they're like some old nasty man.
I also will say that I don't think I could pick him out in a line of people. So, I mean, people really need to leave this man alone. But it's like, I do remember that he came out and said that he quit American Idol because he didn't want to be mean to the contestants and he didn't want to be an asshole. And Ryan Seacrest was like, oh, baby, I got this.
Yeah, well, Ryan Seacrest is a flaming homosexual.
Well, I mean, that doesn't make him an asshole. But
well, you know.
I mean, it makes you an asshole, but it doesn't make him an asshole. He's got other reasons why he's an asshole.
Oh, being in the closet.
I mean, that might be one of them. But also, I mean, I heard he's not the nicest person to work for.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And allegedly, he'd be like touching women.
Yeah.
What a shame.
Can a woman get a break in 2019?
Yeah, for real.
Can anybody but a straight white male get a break in 2019?
Exactly.
It's really what it should be said.
You guys, let's get into Too Extra or Just Enough.
Okay.
Angelina Jolie and some of her children.
Too Extra. I'm just kidding. I'm so sorry. All right. Finish.
No, the story is Too Extra, but let me share. Angelina Jolie and some of her children were members of the live audience during the taping of the finale of Survivor David versus Goliath. According to sources, Angelina Jolie mostly kept to herself while taking care of children during the two-hour special. Sources also revealed Angelina Jolie invited several of the Survivor 37 castaways back to her home to for an after-party once the two-hour broadcast concluded. Now, this is Too Extra. Angelina Jolie, I do not want to know that you're a fan of Survivor because that is the worst show on TV.
It's the longest-running show on TV.
No, I think The Simpsons is.
I mean, like, the reality show. There's a girl we know that was on it and got like third place.
Well, I don't know her. I know of her.
Well, I know her.
Oh,
I knew her before. We're not really friends, but I do know her.
Yeah.
I was like, no, I'm not gonna try and be cool because I'm not that cool.
Here's the thing. It's like Angelina Jolie, you're a movie actor. I don't know why you were in the audience for this show. I mean, maybe her kids are a fan too, and it was nice for them. But I'm thinking like, honey, you need to be in the VIP box seats. Like, we do not need to know that you invited these people back into your house. These are strangers.
I mean, are they strangers? It's like, we watch TV and we know them. You know they all fucked back at her
That's
house.
True. They had a fucking orgy.
A 37. That's a real dream of mine. Not like a real dream, but like, every time I throw a party, I'm like, what if this ends in an orgy? I would think it was a success.
Your prom didn't end in orgy?
No, despite how
I mean,
hard
I saw
I
y'all
tried.
Went to Soup Plantation and my invitation got lost in the mail.
Well, someone didn't show up to prom.
Well, is that where the invitation to Soup Plantation was?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Julian didn't come to the prom I threw, and I'm very upset about it.
Well, everyone knows I invented Soup Plantation, so I was very upset that I didn't
Well, I'm so sorry. The inventor of Soup Plantation was too cool to come to prom.
Demi Lovato is sober and back to being annoying as fuck. She called out Instagram for sharing a body shaming ad. Demi shared a screenshot of a Game of Sultans ad on her story. The ad had two very young female characters printed standing next to one another. There was a noticeable difference in their weight. Below one girl was the word obese, with the word pretty being featured underneath the other girl. Quote, why is this fat shaming bullshit on my feed? So many wrong things with this ad. One, you can be pretty at any weight. This
True.
Is absolutely harmful to anyone who is easily influenced by societal pressures put on mm-hmm. us from the diet culture to consistently yes. be losing
yes.
weight.
Yes. Yes.
In a world that teaches us to equate our value and worth with Ooh. The way we look, and especially anyone in recovery from an eating disorder.
Ooh.
So please, Instagram, keep this bullshit off mine and others' feeds
yes,
who
bitch.
Could easily be affected by this disgusting advertisement. With how aware people are becoming of mental health and mental illness, I expect you to know better by allowing this advertisement to be allowed on your app. And shame on the game.
Why'd you call her an annoying bitch? Because I will fight you.
Because it's like, girl, focus on your recovery. Like, she did not need to be out here, like, fighting some Instagram ad. It's an Instagram ad. It's an Instagram
ad. No, but fucking it does need to be fought. That shit is bullshit. As a beautiful big bitch right here, yes, I want to hear that shit. And I want to know
as a beautiful big bitch, too, it's like, whatever.
No,
love
it's not
yourself.
Whatever.
Love yourself.
Says the man who won't do anything if he doesn't go to the gym because you don't think anybody will love you because you think you're fat when you are not.
I am fat.
Uh-huh. No, you're not. No, you are not. I'm going to yell at you. You are beautiful just the way you are. You don't need to lose weight, and nobody needs to lose weight unless literally you
they
are
want
dying
to.
Or you are literally dying for your health.
Yeah.
Then you're fucking fine.
Well, you just don't understand the gay community in LA. Unfortunately, I do have to lose weight. I've been called fat many times.
Are you kidding me? I don't understand. Yes, I don't understand the gay community, but I live in LA as a bigger woman. So I'm either like, ooh, girl, let me fuck you and watch your titties shake. Or, ooh, baby, I can really handle those curves. Or like, oh, I want to fuck you and not tell anybody. Or they match with me just to tell me, I can't believe you thought that I would want to fuck a fat girl. Literally, that is the shit I get on a daily basis.
Okay, well, America, we need to motherfucking bomb LA.
No, we need everybody. Everybody needs to. This is not annoying. I'm sorry, Demi. Julian is wrong. You are not an annoying bitch. You are doing the right thing. Fight the good fight, girl, because so many little girls look up to her. And I'm so glad she's posting that because it needs to be posted.
But why was it on her story and not on her grid? That shit disappeared in 24 hours.
Who cares? At least she said it.
Fine. I still think it's too extra, but...
You are wrong in every way, and I love you a little less right now.
That's okay, because this is a stance I can get behind, okay? Tiffany Haddish swore to wear fur. Girl, you cough every time you're on this podcast.
I know. I was literally thinking that as I was walking up. I was like, I'm fucked.
Tiffany Haddish swore to wear fur till people... So police stop killing black people, and PETA is not here for it, okay? During a recent stop on her comedy tour, Tiffany Haddish took to Instagram to upload a video of herself accepting a sleeveless raccoon fur jacket as a gift from one of her generous fans. In giving a shout out and a thank you to the unknown fashion donor, Tiffany made a few bold statements aimed at the animal rights organization PETA. I'm about to start protesting. I'm going to wear fur every day until they stop killing black people. When the police stop killing black people, I'll stop wearing fur. It's my new protest. Sorry, PETA. Don't be mad at me. Be mad at police because people are important and so are the animals. Now, PETA responded, we love you, Tiffany. And as animal rights organization, we advocate for and believe in the kindness towards all, including animals. We hope that you chose to choose to protest in a different way that doesn't harm any humans or any animals, but is kind to all of us or to all. This is, hold on, this is just enough, because here's the thing. Too many people care more about animals than about humans.
I'm on your side. I'm on this team.
And that the thing is, like, honestly, like, some people are like, oh, I'm going to adopt a dog because it's in a shelter. Why don't you adopt a child? How about that?
How about that? No, I'm 100%. Like,
stop killing people.
I agree. I'm on your team, and Julian. Someone, don't yell at me.
As someone that has faux fur coats, you know, maybe I should get real fur, but I don't like the way they smell, so I'm going to keep doing faux fur. But
listen, we could care about animals, but yeah, we need to care more about the humans in our world than we, like, not than we do the animals, but it's like,
yeah.
It's insane to me that how many rich white people are like, I'm going to be vegan, but yeah, like, don't give a shit about what's happening to anybody below that.
Yeah.
Because that's the most of the people I know that go, I'm vegan,
yeah,
are also the people that have the money to actually, like, make a change in, yeah, the world. And it's insane that, like, you're only putting it on the animals, which is like, yes, we do need to be nicer to animals, but we also need to be nicer to the people that inhabit this earth as well.
Exactly. And I do get how animals, you know, they can't really defend themselves and they can't speak out against.
Also, PETA is too much.
Yeah. But it's like, also, like, you know, if you're being shot at, you can't be like, don't shoot me if you're being shot at. So it's like, it's the same.
Yeah. But it is like,
but it's like,
I'm here for Tiffany, and I'm glad she made that stance.
Yeah, I'm here for it too. Honey, and she said, as she always says, she ready. She was ready for the clap back.
Yeah,
so
she was. She, fuck, she's great. We love Tiffany.
This is just enough.
Mm-hmm. This and is, I need more of
I
it.
Need more of this. Anything to more. Go after PETA. I hate PETA.
I'm not, I like the, like, where their ideas are.
I don't, because they always use scare tactics to get,
yeah,
people
no,
on
no
their
I don't
side.
Like scare. No, but I mean, like, I like the idea of treating animals better.
Oh yeah,
that's the idea I can get behind. But like, PETA, no, they're not the best organization. They're not great. They could fuck PETA.
Yeah, fuck PETA.
Yeah,
here's
come
the thing.
At me, PETA.
Yeah.
Ugh.
PETA, find me on Instagram at North Hollywood Jewels. And here's the thing: if we don't eat the cows and the chickens and the pigs and all the animals, guess what? The animals will overpopulate and they will take over the human race. I have seen Planet of the Apes and I have read Animal. Animal Farm, whatever.
I don't think that's going to happen. And I don't think we're ever going to stop eating meat, but I do think we need to be better to the animals.
Yeah, maybe more humane how we kill them.
Mm, or just like let them die of natural causes.
Yeah. Like I said, like, I'll wear fur if like the animal died of like natural causes. Like, animals die in the wild.
Yeah.
So then I can wear the fur once it's dead.
Yeah.
Again, I don't like the smell of real fur, so I do have to wear faux fur.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you can smell like the animal.
Can you?
Yeah, it has like a scent.
I don't know. I don't wear fur.
I had one fur coat one time when I was a teenager, and let me tell you, that shit smelled.
I just don't feel like fur is my thing. I feel
like, but like a faux fur.
But I don't even feel like that. Like, can you imagine me in a faux fur?
Yes, like I could picture you. You'd be giving me like Big Ange vibes.
Who's Big Ange?
Big Ange from Mob Wives.
Bitch, no, I'm too nice.
She was nice.
Mm-hmm, Mob Wives.
Okay, it was a VH1 reality show about ex-wives in the mob.
Yeah, no.
She was so nice. She died of cancer on my birthday.
What?
2016.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm speaking ill of the dead. R.I.P.
She talk like this.
And I give you big Ange vibes. Fuck you. It's just because I'm big and I give you big Ange vibes.
You have big titties like her.
A lot of
she'll be like
do.
This. She'll be like this. I like money.
That was big Ange. She inhabited Julian for just a moment to tell us that she likes money. I'm so sorry if her family's listening to this.
Now, there is nothing more that I love than a pointless feud, and this one takes the cake.
Ooh, tell me more.
Also, my birthday's in a month. You guys Venmo me at North Hollywood Jules.
Actually, Venmo requests that he gives you $5 for listening to this episode.
Justin Bieber is feuding with a teenage girl named JoJo Siwa, who I've never heard of. Now, the teenage girl, she was gifted a personalized BMW for Christmas that was designed with her face on the hood of the car and colorful splashes of paint splattered all over the car. West Coast Customs posted an image of the final look on the company's official Instagram, which caught the eye of Justin Bieber, who wasn't impressed at all. Quote, burn it, Justin wrote in the comment section of West Coast Customs photo. As if the first comment didn't clearly express his dislike for JoJo's car, Bieber followed up with another burn it comment. Of course, the Bieber's comments ruffled a few feathers, including Jessa Lynn, Siwa, JoJo's mother, who told Justin to, quote, burn your own things. However,
burn your own thing. You want to come back? That's wild.
She's white. She don't know how to fight.
Burn your own things.
However, Justin apologized to JoJo on Twitter, writing, "At it's JoJo Siwa. I have nothing against you. It was the car and the colors I didn't like. I really hope you didn't think it was malicious or mean-spirited." JoJo accepted his apology and replied, "It's all good, bro. You can perform at my 16th birthday party. We could call it good."
I love a girl who knows how to work it. But also, like, Justin Bieber, why you gotta go after this car so hard? What's going on in your life?
Like, you're supposed to be a happy newlywed.
I know. Focus on, like, going after. Yeah.
You know what? Him and his new wife, they both had lice at the same time recently. So maybe, like, the lice is.
How did they get lice?
You know, they're both dirty. I don't know. He looks dirty.
Well, lice actually likes clean hair better than dirty hair.
Oh, I thought they liked dirty hair.
No, that's a lie. The lie people told you. I had lice 3 times as a kid and I washed my hair all the time.
Well, that doesn't mean just because you had clean hair that it likes clean scalps.
No, that's what the doctor told me. It was so frustrating. Everybody, it just kept going around.
Oh, yeah. No, my sister's had it like so many times.
I know. And then I used to live with a kindergarten teacher. So she got it once. And I was like, if you come near me, I'll fucking kill you.
You're shooting.
But I didn't get it. It's perfect hair. It's fine now.
You know what, Justin? This was too extra.
I mean, yeah, Justin is too extra, but also that girl's
car. That mom
was
too extra.
And that girl's car is too extra. Well, how the fuck are you going to drive around with your face on your hood? That is it. You're going to be
I would do it.
Yeah, you fucking would
but
do it.
But you know someone would like take a knife and like put scratch like a faggot in it.
Oh, yeah. Or also like just draw a dick in your mouth.
I wish they would.
I was just about to say that you wish
they would. Oh, my God.
I mean, somebody's got to put a dick in his mouth. Anybody, please. You guys, Venmo
someone
Julie.
Venmo me. My birthday's coming up.
Oh, is your birthday coming up?
Yes.
I know.
And a month from 2 days ago. Well, it'll be 4 days. A month from 4 days ago once this podcast is aired. Mm.
So it's February 4th?
Yes, but you should know that since I've known you for 4 years.
When's my birthday?
Okay, hold on, let me think. It just happened recently, a few months ago.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
November 16th?
Hell no, bitch. But you should know this. We've been friends for so long.
August.
No.
It's like November or something,
no.
Right? October?
No.
Is it not recent?
Yes. You're missing a whole month.
December.
Yes.
Okay, hold on. I know this because you just had the joint party.
Which yeah, all to. 5 of us were born on the exact same day. What day was it?
December 20th.
No, I was. It's holiday season.
December 7th.
Nope.
What's your birthday?
You'll never know.
That's fine.
December 2nd. Everybody wish me a happy birthday.
December 2nd. The same as Britney Spears.
Yeah, fuck you. I can't believe.
Okay, I knew it.
You didn't even say happy birthday to me this year.
I did at your party.
Yeah, but I wasn't born at my party. I was born on the next day.
Oh. Well, I don't say happy birthday on Facebook, so.
Mm-hmm. But you gave a nice shout out to Britney Spears. Like, that bitch cares.
When?
You know?
Not this year.
Every other year. Whatever. I always remember who doesn't say happy birthday.
Well, girl, did you even come to my party last year?
No, because you went to Atlanta.
No, you came to Howl at the Moon, I think.
Yeah, of course I came to Howl at the Moon. I was in a cute little red number.
And I'm not even doing anything this year.
Mm-hmm. Gonna have a dinner. Because fuck everyone.
Because, you know, the last time I had my just a party at Howl at the Moon, nobody showed up.
Yeah, because you have parties at Howl at the Moon every other day.
They kept giving me free parties.
Well, you should have held off until, like, you really should have held off until someone needed a party. You know what I mean? You can't just.
I needed a party. What
yeah,
about
you had
me?
One 2 weeks before that.
What about
weeks?
What I need?
You can't have a party every 2 weeks.
What about what's best for me?
You guys, everybody just clap for Julian. That was beautiful.
Shout out to Effie White.
Let's go to karaoke for your birthday. Everybody,
Jesse's
karaoke.
Doing that for his birthday. I can't do that.
But Jesse was going to dance.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what the fuck that motherfucker is doing. I was like, we should go to. I was like, fuck going to the bar. Like, we should go somewhere, like, travel somewhere, you know? Because I want to go to Atlanta again for my birthday this year, but the Super Bowl is happening the same weekend at Atlanta, so.
Oh, it's expensive.
Yeah, so I'm like, I can't afford it. Because those hotel prices is going to be
out of the roof. I mean, you already probably can't find a hotel.
Yeah. So then my sister's like, oh, let's go to San Francisco. I hate gays. I don't want to go to San Francisco.
Well, maybe that's why you're single.
Oh, yeah.
Stop ordering furniture. We figured it out.
Well, here's the thing. I hate the guests because gays don't like me, okay?
Everybody.
Reverse psychology. You know. Finally.
Maybe if you loved yourself, people would love you
back. I do love myself.
Bitch, no, you don't.
Yes, I do.
You are so mean to yourself all the time.
What's the last time I said something mean about myself?
You literally just called yourself fat.
I am fat. That's not being mean. That's the truth. Okay, I'm overweight.
I have so difficult.
I hate having like the fat that's like right above my butt, like in my back, that kind of like hangs over my underwear.
Maybe wear a bigger size. You know, if you have fat hanging over something,
well,
you're not
hang,
wearing
does it
the
hang
correct
over?
Size. Because
it's like not hanging fat, but it's just like squeezes.
Yeah, you have a regular body. You are not overweight. You are perfect.
Well, no one's ever called me beautiful before. No one's ever said I'm gorgeous. No,
I literally tell you every day.
Okay, but like a man, no man has ever said I was
somebody.
Like cute.
Please tell this
but
man.
No, I want it to be genuine. I don't want someone just to tell me it. Like, you know what I mean? I want someone to actually like really be interested in me, and they're not. And I mean, maybe it's just because I haven't found the right person. But also, it's because I'm in LA and it's very high standards here. You know what I mean? Like, I'm in LA too, and that's not being mean to myself. But like, if I was in Kansas City, I'd be like a motherfucking 12. You know what I mean?
You are not in LA too. You are so you're.
Okay,
you're,
LA 4? I mean, I don't
no.
know.
No, you're like, you're a 10. Shut up. You're a 10 and you need to be a 10, okay?
Well, I'm an 11. I'm an 11, honey.
Then,
okay, let me
yeah,
tell you.
Yeah, then act like an 11. Stop acting like you're a fucking 2, scrounging on the ground, begging somebody to tell you that you're beautiful. Bitch, you're an 11 and you need to act like you're an 11.
Oh my God, Karen needs to be a motherfucking life coach.
That's right, bitch. Pay me.
You should be one of those people that's on the stage screaming at people.
I know, it hurts to scream. I had to cough.
Finally, a University of Nebraska professor decided to name a trio of newly discovered beetles after Game of Thrones characters. Brent Radcliffe named 3 scarab beetles Dragoni, Regali, and Viseroni, the Latinized versions of the names of Daenerys' dragons / Wyverns, Dragon. Oh my God, these German words, I don't know.
These German words?
Rhaegar and Viserion. I've never seen a Game of Thrones.
Oh
the professor, who has named hundreds of species throughout his career, said that he purposely picked these latest names to maximize interest in his finds.
I mean, that's smart.
Quote, when you create names like these, you do it to gain a little bit of notoriety and to bring public attention to it. We're still discovering life on Earth. One out of every 4 living things on Earth is a beetle. We haven't discovered them all. We're not even close.
Holy shit.
Did you know there's that many beetles?
No. Bitch, I learned something today. But also, I mean, clearly it worked. Who's this man? We've never heard of him. He's from Nebraska. Yeah. Why are we listening to this? It worked.
Yeah, this is just enough. Worked. I'm like, I love learning new things. I love that there's so many beetles we haven't discovered. Because as you know, there's so much sea life we haven't even discovered because the sea goes so deep.
It's so deep. The sea goes so deep.
Now, I have seen The Meg, so I know how deep it goes.
Oh, yeah, The Meg, that historical documentary, The Meg, about the sea. Oh, no. Did you know that the highest point on Earth, if you put it in the deepest point of the ocean, there would still be so much ocean left?
That's scary.
I know. Could you imagine just like treading water right there?
No, I don't like, here's the thing. I don't like heights and I don't like being in the ocean. I don't like the water. Because the ocean, you can't see what's beneath you, especially in LA, because the ocean is dirty. You know, it's not like Hawaii beaches where it's clear water. It's like, you cannot see what's beneath you. It's scary as fuck.
No, I agree with you. I swam my entire life and I don't like large, like open waters.
Yeah, I don't like open waters. Mm-hmm. I don't like heights. I don't like drinking the last sip out of bottles. I have a lot of phobias.
Wait, the last sip out of bottles? Out of the bottle that you drank?
Yeah, like any bottle. I don't like drinking the last sip. Because it's always like the warmest and it makes me feel like it's like an old, like, I don't know, it's just very, it grosses back my skin. Think about it, my skin curls.
I used to date a guy that would make fun of me whenever I wouldn't have the last sip of beer in the bottle because I thought the exact same thing that you did. He was like, you drank this, fucking finish it. I was like, you're right. I bought this bottle. I need to finish it.
Yeah. Fuck, money's not even real. That shit's paper, okay? So
I mean, it's true. It's paper and it's all based on like emotions. Literally, our entire economy is based on what a bunch of old men are feeling at a time. Because literally, if they all take their money out of a certain stock, that stock drops because these men are scared.
Yeah.
Isn't that wild that money is a construct? Let's all throw it away and just go back to just being people, living lives.
Yes.
Money's not real. It's a paper. And if we're... This is... I'm an insane person, but I know that like our money, like the value would decrease and we just like print in more money, but it's literally paper.
Yeah,
and we are $19 trillion into
Here's the thing, I'm gonna put all my shit on credit cards now. Guess what, when I die, that's not my problem anymore. Sorry
family. Fucking deal with it.
No, I'm not having offsprings. Fuck that shit. That's the government's problem.
Yeah, but if you outlive your, I don't know, what if you die before your parents or if you die before your sister? That's on them. They're your family.
Well, that's their problem. That sounds like a you problem, not a me problem.
You dumb bitch. But like, who, I mean, listen, Trump does enough shady shit. Just print $19 trillion and fucking pay our debts off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, come on, Trump. Just print more money. Because we're like, money doesn't grow on trees, but it's literally...
It does.
It does. We print it onto paper, which grows on trees.
Just push the red button that says print, and then keep pushing it until we're out of debt.
Whoever understands how money works, give me Julian an economy lesson.
Let me tell you, now, I did not pass, you know, American economics in college. So
clearly, we did not. I'm an English major.
And I was an art major.
I like to read books.
And I like just not doing math. So I picked art. I don't have a fine hand in my life. I cannot do a fine art.
The only C I got in college was in my statistics class. But then I did get it up to a B minus. So.
Yeah, I got C in Spanish, but that's because it was hard.
But wait, aren't you Mexican? Oh, no.
I was a freshman in a level four class. I was a senior class. My dumbass was like, oh, I don't need an advisor to sign up for classes. I'm signing up for Spanish for some Mexican class. I don't know what the fuck it was. I did not pass, okay? It was some old Mexican man teaching the class. I do not know what the fuck he was saying. I barely went to class, okay? Because let me tell you, right down the street was all the restaurants. There was a Chili's, Acapulco. Like, I had no
Acapulco. What is that?
You never heard of Acapulco?
I love how you don't, you failed a class from going to too many chain restaurants. You're not a normal freshman. Normal freshmen just drink too much. You gained your freshman 15 and did all that by going 20? To fucking chain restaurants.
Let me tell you, every Friday after my fourth class, which ended at like 12.
Four classes on Fridays?
It was like, I did like four classes Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's too much.
That's a course. I mean, that's a semester is four classes, right?
Yeah, but like, I would go back to back
and be like 8:45, 9:45, 10:45.
That's wild. And my like whatever I could do to not have a Friday class was.
Oh no, because I didn't want to go Tuesday and Thursday. Like I wanted like to be at school only 3 days.
Oh, I was like, I want to get hammered.
Oh, see, no, I didn't live on the campus, so.
Did you go to CSUN?
Yes, girl, I lived at home. Let me tell you, I'm not. Oh my God, like let me tell you, I was not living on campus at CSUN. Okay, first of all, like. I should have gone away to school, to be honest, but I just didn't want to go to school. So I was like, fuck, CSUN, here it is.
Well, why did you go to school?
Because my parents made me. I remember asking my mom, I said, can I take a gap year? I just turned 17. Like, I feel like I'm too young for college. And she was like, no, bitch, you're going to college. Your dad is from Mexico. You're going to college. He came here under a truck. You're going to college.
I mean, she's not wrong.
So I went, but I fucking wasted her money. She had to pay for it. I don't want to go. I said, if you want me to go, you got to pay for it. Mm. Now, granted, you know, CSUN's only like $5,000 for all 4 years.
My school was expensive because I went to the University of Iowa out of state.
Oh. Mm-hmm. And when you go to out of state, it's more expensive than in state.
But yeah.
Listen, I have a lot of young followers. The moral of the story is do not go to college.
No,
you do
bitch,
not
go
need
to college. I had the time of my life. I was president of my sorority.
Here's the thing.
I fucked a lot. And I walked away with a 3.3 GPA and I blacked out 4 nights a week. I fucked whatever I wanted to fuck. I was president, but consensually. I was president of my sorority. I am still friends with my sorority sisters. You guys, college is a wonderful time.
Okay, maybe if you have that experience and go to college. But, you know, if you want to just get a little face injections and then become Instagram famous, fuck college.
No, don't fuck college. Yeah, but after your face injections, what's going to happen? You need to have a brain. Well, and you already do, so nourish it. Women, go to college.
Okay,
look
fine.
At all these women in Congress now because they went to college. We could take over.
Oh, yeah. And I did just go see on the basis of sex. Which, do we need another Ruth Bader Ginsburg movie?
Yeah, give me everything about Ruth.
Like, I didn't even know that's what it was going into. My sister's like, let's go see this movie. I was like, I want to see Vice. And they're like, oh, let's go see this one on the basis of sex. I was like, okay, I don't know what it's about.
Have you seen The Favorite yet, though?
Yes, I saw The Favorite the day it came out. That was
so
the best movie.
Good.
So good. Let me
Olivia
tell you.
Olivia Colman, give
Olivia
me
Olivia Colman, eat my ass.
She probably would.
Honestly,
just kidding.
I hate period pieces, but I loved how modern
right?
it was.
It was so funny.
It was so funny. It was like a modern twist.
When Olivia Colman is getting into the thing and she like looks at Rachel Weisz and talking about Emma Stone, and she was just like, I like the way her tongue feels inside me. I was like,
oh, yeah.
That's the line of the year. It was so
That's
funny.
It. Now, if she wins the fucking Golden Globe, if Lady Gaga wins the Golden Globe over Olivia Colman.
They're not in the same category.
Oh, someone told me they were.
No, because The Favorite is in a comedy and A Star is Born is in dramedy. Oh. Drama. Dramedy. But yeah, no, there's no. Listen, I love me some Gaga.
And me
and
too.
And I love
the
Star
Now, are you
going to
go
Born?
Take a photo in front of the Alley billboard in West Hollywood?
No. Bitch, I'm not going to West Hollywood.
Well, they put the billboard where it is in the movie.
That's really cool.
So you can go take a photo in front of it. All the gays are.
Okay, but I'm
you're like a gay man. There's like literally a gay man trapped inside your body clawing, trying to get out.
He's not trying to get out. He's happy inside me.
If he's gay, he's not.
No, I am a fully straight female. I'm sorry.
No, but I feel like there's a gay man inside of you.
I mean, yeah. I like a lot of gay culture, but like, isn't that just like what white women do?
Yeah.
They
so like,
steal
so
a lot
are you
of
not
going to
take a photo in front of pop star Ali's photo?
I mean, listen, if it weren't in West Hollywood, I would. When am I going to go to West Hollywood?
Trunks.
What?
Well, you said when or why?
I said when. No, I'm not going to go to fucking Trunks. One time I was in West Hollywood and I literally watched a couple fuck at the dance floor.
Yeah.
Like,
I have a friend that sucked dick in the,
bathroom. Listen, I've hooked up in a bathroom. But I was 22.
You're like, no, I'm 30.
And now I'm 30 and I would like a nice comfortable bed.
Not like standing next to like the ladder in the back room.
No. Literally, I watched a man come on the dance floor of, what's it, Mickey's.
Yeah, that happens all the time.
Ooh, it was a straight couple too.
Yes, straight couples always come into the gay spaces and try and take over.
It's
yes.
Like,
yes. Yes.
It was wild. Yes.
Ugh, what a nightmare.
I don't know. I want to be so into somebody that I want to fuck them on the dance floor at Mickey's.
Well, just get Quaalude, girl, and you will.
No, I mean, I want to soberly be so into somebody.
Oh, that was not sober, honey.
I know, but like, I mean, I could get drunk, but like, I want to be so fucking into somebody. I need to fuck them.
Yeah, right there, right now.
Like, I've gotten like crushes, but I want to like, oh, I want to be so into somebody. I like throw them up against a wall and just.
Ah, yes. Come on, China.
Yeah, but they could throw me up too, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But that's what I want. That's 2019 for me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Make it happen. Mm-hmm. America.
You guys follow me on Instagram. DM me if you want to throw you up against a wall.
If you're local.
Yeah, if you're local. I mean, honestly, if you want to pay me to come out, it's 2019.
Carrie, that's called prostitution. That's not legal.
Sorry. Forget I said that. DM me at Carol Myers. CaraMeyers. You guys, it's 2019. This girl, I want to have sex with more than my ex in 2019.
Carrie, you should be having a new man every night, honey.
I mean, not every night.
Yeah, your front door should be a revolving door, honey.
I mean, I'm not good at revolving doors. I want someone.
Me neither. I get stuck in them.
I literally do. Like, metaphorically, I get stuck in. I get emotions. I get attached.
Me too. You know me. Let me tell you, that's my problem. If you look at me, I fucking fall.
I'm looking at you right now.
Well, I mean, if you're a man.
Ugh. See, this is why you need to act like an 11. An 11 would not fall if a man just fucking look. Yeah, because you're just trying and hoping that some scrubby man's gonna pick you. But guess what, bitch?
Let me tell you. If you are a fucking barista with an apron on and a hat and you work at Starbucks, that's it. It's over for me.
You need to care about yourself, Julian.
That is self care.
Act like an 11.
That is self care. Dating someone that can make you coffee every morning.
Yeah, but I don't. All I'm saying is get some standards and realize what you're worth. And then maybe when you realize what you're worth.
I do have standards.
Bitch, no, you don't. Yes, I do. You just said standard, any man that looks at you.
My standard is being a man. If you have a heartbeat and you know how to breathe.
That is not standards. Julian, you are viral. You are viral now.
Okay, you guys, follow me on Instagram, at North Hollywood Jewels. You know, I am viral anonymously on a meme account that is based on Bon Appetit YouTube videos called From the Test Kitchen. Follow me.
Can we talk of anything more like niche than was that fucking account?
Let me tell you, okay, here's the thing. It's like all fans of the YouTube channel. They're all like chefs or like people that like to cook.
I follow.
But they all think like I'm either work for the company, I'm affiliated with the company, or that like I'm a chef. And they're all like, do you like to cook? Like, I'm getting thousands and thousands of messages. I'm like, oh my God, like, do you like to cook? I'm like thinking like.
You do like to cook though.
No, I don't. You have
made me dinner.
Well, I like to cook, but not like the fancy way. Like, they be throwing powder and flour and shit on their counter and rolling shit out. Like, I'm like a Sandra
that's not
Lee.
Fancy.
I'm like a Sandra Lee. I like to take a rotisserie chicken that's already cooked and, you know, mix it with roasted vegetables I make. Like, I like to do half and half. You know what
I
mean?
Okay, okay.
I just happened to, for some reason, be sitting at home bored Christmas week and just started binging the Bon Appetit YouTube channel and then was like, you know what? This is funny. I'm going to create an account. I had no idea anybody was going to see it. And in 4 days, it went viral.
I mean, honestly, my favorite thing is that account is what went viral because it's like funny, but I think you're funnier on your other account.
Yeah.
You guys.
And I'm trying not to be like, so like, to me, like, I don't know, like, I'm a gay man. And so like everything, of course, is like I have from the perspective of a gay man. So it's like, it's very like gay or like sexual.
Oh, I love it. Tops be like, and so I'm like, funny. And I'm not a gay man. And I thought it was so funny.
Well,
and
luckily, like, my queen, Carla Lally Music, who is the majority of my memes, like, she like laughs at all of them and like messages me on the account and stuff. And so like, I'm glad that
she's
like,
just glad that somebody's caring. You know?
No, honey, she has millions of fans.
Millions. I don't even know how to Carly Lala Music.
Do not disrespect the queen.
Well, I don't know how to say her name.
Carla.
Lally.
Music.
I wasn't far off by Carly Lala Music.
And then it's like, because they're all fun and like that's why like they made me happy. So, but it was just fun. Like, yeah, it is a very niche account. Like, I'm hoping I can get to 10,000 followers, but you don't have to like 8,000 something like in 4 days.
That's as much as like a thirsty girl gets, you know.
I know. But someone told me I posted too much and unfollow. And nobody told you to follow me.
Don't unfollow though, please.
Yeah, don't unfollow, please.
You can mute though. You can mute for a little
yeah.
bit.
And maybe I'll try to post, not so much, but let me tell you, like, I really did have too much time before this even went viral. I literally had like 30 memes saved that I made. I just have too many saved, and every day I keep watching, keep making. So I just have too many. It's like,
yeah, but
they're
that's
also
good, though.
Funny to maybe. Me. Like, I want to post them all, but I need to let it stretch out. Because I'm going to run out of content at some point.
Yeah, so maybe go from four to two.
Because I'm already literally like 2 years in videos, and it's only 4 years of videos, and I finished two.
Oh, yeah. Calm down.
2 years in like a week.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
What are you going to do?
Well, you know, once I run out of content, I guess I'll either have to go on to other cooking things or close the account and start something new. I don't know.
We'll see.
I'm just really, all I want is for them just to be like, oh my God, like fly me out to New York. I want to visit the test kitchen. I want to meet Carla. I want to meet Molly. I want to meet Brad. I want to meet.
You guys, you heard it here. You know what you
Chris,
should do?
I wanna
you
meet-
should plug this episode thinking, on from the
I know, but here's the thing. I've been thinking, like, how do I plug my podcast on this account that's getting thousands and thousands and thousands of views?
Because it's gonna get like one like.
Well, that's the thing, is like, it's a niche, it's a thing about cooking.
Oh yeah,
there's no interest in pop culture on that. I've been trying in my
you
story
started.
To like mix pop culture in, but it's like, and they're loving it, but they're loving it because it's mixed with
we
the
talked
cooking.
About Chrissy Teigen. She cooks.
I know, like, I think I'm going to keep it separate for now, maybe until I do just, like, it's only been, like, less than a week.
Yeah, that's true. Let's not.
But I do want to plug my podcast because, like, I really do want more listeners, you know? Because, like, the ones that I have, like, really do like and enjoy this podcast.
I really did say taste on a couple. You guys, I posted some more thirst traps. Please taste. You know what I mean?
Yeah, comment taste. Hands raised emoji.
But, white if you're white, please. Nothing darker.
Or just yellow. The generic yellow.
Whatever you feel comfortable with. Yeah. That's not offensive to anybody outside of you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, if you want to use the darkest of dark and you're not the darkest of dark, you know, do you. Who am I to judge? Because the other people will judge. I do not need to judge you, honey. Who's going to judge you is Got.
Yeah, Got. Got is going to judge you.
Guys, this has been going on for way too long.
I know. We said it was going to be a short episode. We lied.
And that's what all men do. Men lie. They
men
cheat.
Men are
they
trash.
Still.
Hashtag no trash men 2019, yes. Baby.
Let me tell you. Sorry. A few weeks ago, I did go to the Saddle Ranch, and I did sing Since You've Been Gone by Kelly Clarkson. And I did pick that song because I was pandering to my white female audience. And let me tell you, the girls were living for it. I said, fuck men 5,000 times in that song. I pointed to every man in the audience. I said, fuck you. Every time there was like a break in the lyrics. And this one girl was like, no, we like these men. I said, fine, not fuck you, but fuck you, fuck men. You know, but it's 2019. Maybe I need to soften my ways and then I'll attract love. Okay.
No, I think you need to love yourself.
I do love myself.
No, you don't.
I gotta go, you guys. Bye.
No trash men 2019.
Hey everyone, I'm Holly Laurent, and I have a new podcast called Mega. Each week, I'm joined by my two co-hosts, Ross Kimball and Greg Hess. It's a fully improvised podcast existing in a fictional megachurch called Twin Hills Community Church. Each week, we have a different comedian on playing a new character who works at the church. You can find us on Campfire Media or wherever you get your podcasts, and I promise you, church is about to get a whole lot funnier.
Campfire.